Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back once again for another football episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University on this Friday edition, December 12th, 2025. Well, I record this on Friday, December 12th, 2025. This overcast cold day in Kansas City, Missouri. K-State sports, all things K-State sports. Football, baseball coming in the spring, Big 12 competition, Big 12 play coming up for men's and women's basketball. We run around the corner as well. The return of track and field indoor, run around the corner as well, and so much more. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast, of course. Make sure you do. We are on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google, almost everywhere now. If you're not part of this everyday case, yes, I said that. Every day, K-State podcast there as well. You want to make sure you're tapped in this podcast, and that will also help if you subscribe to this podcast, because that way you tap the subscribe button, hit the like bell every time we update your content daily, potentially the alarm bell as well. Y'all will be first to be notified about that. I cannot talk on this Friday afternoon edition of the show. Well. All that was expected, right? Colin Klein kind of clean house a little bit. Well, more than a little bit. Putting together his own staff. Not only that, he's trying to do two things at once. And also trying to get ready for the college football playoff with Texas A&M. And he's already said that ahead of time that I'm gonna finish where I started over there before coming back to Manhattan, Kansas. Obviously, you've not been in the loop for a while. Colin Klein, your next head coach of the K-State football team. And he is starting to put together his staff. We're going to have, obviously, singular, as much as I want to put this together, singular episodes of these coaching changes or hires at least there as well. I already talked about Joe Klaineman. That should be coming out either Friday night. So by the time this comes up, that should be already out. An episode of Van Malone later. Also Matt Wells, he out as well. So it's all that. But another returnee, speaking of return to Manhattan, to K-State, Colin Klein went with the school with him. Didn't have class with him, but went to school with him at Kansas State, right? Another person coming back to Manhattan. And this is really, we have really put this in the back burner because special teams has been a killer in the thorn of K-State. Who are we staying now? K-State, obviously, for the longest time, was kill teams in the special teams game. But the last probably 2 years, including this year, Chris, I don't know what prior to Chris Klieman retiring, what he was doing with the special teams. But obviously, they were last on his mind. Because, we got to call it what it is. You know, if you've been following me, this podcast, or the other podcast that I do, the EG3 podcast, which will be recording its season finale, or I say the yearly finale, next week. And then we're going to take a little hiatus on that, and then continue to get ready for a big race there on that end side of the spectrum. And, of course, we're coming back. It'll be back. We're taking a little hiatus because we've been dropping a lot of content per usual on this podcast, so kind of taking a little break on that note. But yeah, we know we don't sugarcoat anything on either podcast for that matter, right? Special teams have been a killer thorn on K-State's side the last couple years, right? But the return, Stan Weber, I almost said Stan Weber, not the announcer Stan Weber returning. After his tenure at Toledo, coming back to K-State to be the special teams coordinator for the new staff of head coach Colin Klein there as well. And also, he added Trey Scott as his new general manager as well. We'll get more on Trey Scott. Depending on how time is tomorrow, we'll see, because I don't have the schedule. I do work tomorrow, Saturday, so I don't know how much time I'm going to have. Well, we'll talk Trey Scott next week if I don't get around to it this weekend on this podcast. But yes, Stan Weber, yes, K-State football, wide receiver, was that second tier wide receiver from 2011 to 2025. But he was an ace in the special teams game while he was played at K-State there as well. And he also was part of that 2012 big championship team. And we beat Texas in Manhattan, Kansas. I reminisced this on last week's podcast. So, again, you're fresh to the Pro Parts of the Podcast. Go back, listen to the last of prior episodes, and this week's episodes, for that matter, of this particular podcast. But, yeah, man. So, you have a special teams ace back to coach special teams. And this is, yeah, this would kind of put to the, this would really put to the back burner with all the Chris Kleiman, Colin Klein coming over here, basketball. Oh, this been put to the backside. So this special team, this K-State used to be special teams. You, and I said keyword used to, right? But lit. I mean, yes, Bryce Stormberg had a kick. What was the kicker off return for a touchdown in one of the games this year? But at least, like in, it's particularly in the first half of these games this year, this past year, K-State made a mistake, critical mistake on special teams. Now, the kicking games have been solid. That's been solid. But everything else, it seems like every week there's something wrong with the K-State special teams. So now you bring in a guy that's, again, former player, knows. This is what Colin Klein said. The quote-unquote new old school. And I saw posters out on social media about that. Hey, rightfully so, Colin Klein trying to bring that mentality, that toughness that he was especially known for as a player at Kansas State. So, here we go. Stan Weber, now back. He'll be coaching this one of the team's coordinator there. During that run in the 2012 Big 12 Championship run, five straight bowl games, he is a team captain. He was a team captain, I should say. I don't know why this article. Shout out Sports Illustrated. You got to get your words kind of switch out some of these words here a little bit. he was a team captain and three-time first-team academic All-Big 12 selection. Weber appeared in 46 games before going on to earn three K-State degrees. Three of them. Incredible. Three of them. That included a bachelor's and master's in accounting and an MBA. Back in 2019, his family ties to the program are equally strong as his father. Well, there it is, Stan. He played for a quarterback, and he's still a play-by-play. There we go. See, y'all going to get me confused with Stanton Weber over here as well. Landry and McKenzie also competed for K-State, along with his current wife, Natalie, back in 2022 as well. So, between Colin Klein, Stanton Weber, woo! A lot of K-State ties going to it. And you need that spring. And that's going to bring a smile to Bill Steiner's face. The legend, Bill Steiner's face. Support Watch the Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer III here for another football edition of this podcast here. So this will probably won't come out because I'm going to have a lot of volleyball content come out this weekend. So that is my intent. And then these coaching recordings, probably won't start coming out until next week, so bear with me on that. We're trying to get everything out of this folder right now this week, including volleyball stuff I record this week as well. See, I recorded a lot in this podcast. I just haven't gotten it out because we are a daily podcast, so it's nice to record ahead here and there, right? I try sometimes, right? There's that. Weber returns to Manhattan with a coaching resume filled with rapid success, and then, of course, he's just coming. He's coming over from Toledo. I said that top of this podcast. Special teams, same thing. Special teams coordinator. He has slowly becoming one of the most respected young coaches in the country. And now he's going to be reuniting with former teammate head coach Colin Klein on his staff. As well, this year Toledo went 8-4 and accepted a bowl to the Bucca Rotten Bowl. And his units right now, currently fourth nationally, block punts, eighth in total block kicks, 20th in punt return defense, and 31st in punt returns there as well. And I'm just going through Toledo's stats now. Trayvon Rudolph, averaging almost 22 yards per return. And that includes 96 yards to the house touchdown there. Bryson Hammer, he's averaged 12.3 yards per punt return. He ranks sixth nationally in that. So this is what I'm talking about. And let me see here. Kickoff returner of Toledo, Jaquez Stewart, earned back-to-back All-MAC first-team honors back in 23 and 24, leading the conference with 34 yards back in 24, including a 98-yard touchdown there. Kicker Luke Pollack also earned All-MAC second-team honors back in 2023. He went 12 of 15 that year on field goal attempts there as well. So this is what I'm talking about here. And look, shout out to the kickers, Luis Rodriguez, and I cannot think of the punter's name right now. I should be ashamed of myself for that. But yeah, Luis Rodriguez was very solid this year for K-State, and along with our punter as well. Yeah, see, shameless saying shame on Eddie for not knowing the punter's name. Now I gotta go back. Let me see if I can type up the punter. Damn it. I cannot believe it. Football depth chart here. This is where Roger the podcast all K-State sports. Eddie Greer don't know the punter's name. So here we go. Yes, Simon McClanahan. And oh, by the way, yeah, McClanahan got a conference award this past year, or a national award. One of those two things. Anyway, he got an award this year. So yeah, Luis Rodriguez, Simon McClanahan. And I just mentioned Bryce Norbert. See, I remember that name. I can't remember punter's name. But anyway, see, special teams, while Stan was playing, and Colin, for that matter, were solid, right? Tyler Lockett, several others. Oh, man. One name that, Jermaine Thompson. Yep, we're going back. We're going that way. Yep, Jermaine Thompson. Those guys, yeah, very, very solid. And this section of this football program has tailed off. Really tailed off. And it's gotten not talked about, but now with this hire, it's going to be brought back up like everywhere else. So, head coach Klein, I got to get used to saying that, is getting his staff put together here. It'll be interesting to see how Colin does with that and trying to judge with that and try to get focus for his opponent in college football playoff there as well. And the college football playoff is until the end of the month there as well. So, but yeah, man, so straighten things out here. So this hire is a home run hitter. Stan Weber getting somebody like that, obviously a former K-State, not only that, former K-Stater, K-State football player, knows the roots of K-State football like Colin Klein does, right? And particularly, not only that, he knows how important special teams are to Kansas State. And okay, this is one area. This is where K-State beat a lot of teams. If you've been a big fan of K-State for a long time, this is where they beat a lot of teams in this area. And even, I mean, this year, there is some improvement in the back end. But I don't know how much this last staff put an emphasis, but obviously not enough. Because you saw too many mistakes over there erase the good stuff, right? So it's nice, it's refreshing to see. This is a home run hire right here. I didn't even know Stan Weber was a coach. Was close elsewhere until his name got brought up. His name got posted everywhere on the K-State social media, or at least my K-State social media anyways, yesterday. So getting caught with everything else and the big win with the Falcons last night as well. So Stan Weber, the latest hire, obviously. And I mentioned Trey Scott, the new general manager. We'll get more into him if I have time this weekend to record that. If not, we'll definitely record next week, because next week's a little bit open as well, and we're gonna be traveling a little bit next week as well, and maybe a potential surprise appearance for a little bit in Manhattan, Kansas. So we're gonna be back a little bit. So I was actually there last weekend, and probably this is gonna be back-to-back weekends over here that we're gonna be in Manhattan, Kansas, but for a different occasion. But usually I'm there anyways from time to time. But this is gonna be back-to-back. This will be your first there. That'll be back-to-back this weekend, and then I'm coming right back. Potentially, I'm still thinking about it, but probably leaning towards doing that. These guys don't listen to this podcast, but if they do, they might know that EG3 could make a surprise appearance on Tuesday afternoon. Just saying that. But yeah, so Colin Klein, the new head coach of K-State, starting to get his troops together for his new staff, his first staff as head coach, and Stan Weber will be the special teams coordinator, and it is looking good for K-State football there on that end. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. I'm just to record K-State content. Your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Oh, there is a huge change. And I'll get to that at some point. That's what I was going to say something else. And now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, that's tough. See, I get on these avenues, and then what I really want to say, I can't say it until I think of it off the podcast. But yeah, man, so there's that. But special teams, Stan Weber hired on to head coach Colin Klein's staff there for the upcoming season there as well. I am taking care of the folder first. All of my recent recordings for this podcast, getting uploading all those first. So, but yes, volleyball will be out this weekend, probably starting tonight. It'll be a run of volleyball episodes tonight, starting tonight. This is Friday, on recording this on Friday, December 12th, 2025. So with that, and already recorded Anaya Clinton, that will come out on Sunday, and then everything else will come between tonight. And so y'all gonna get two episodes. We've been posting two episodes here pretty much almost all week. So yeah, y'all gonna get another two episodes, and that didn't even include basketball. Basketball going on this weekend. Oh boy, I can't remember. Let me pull out that schedule real quick for K-State. Let me pull it up real quick here. I apologize for not being ready here. But yeah, that doesn't even include basketball, right? Yeah, basketball. So yeah, you got men's basketball tomorrow afternoon. I'm sitting and recording this podcast, so postcast in between volleyball episodes and the football hires and what else comes up for K-State. Creighton tomorrow for men's basketball, and I believe it's for the same thing. Yep, Creighton doubleheader. How about that? So tomorrow and Sunday, Creighton at Creighton. Yeah, so how about that? So we'll see if we can sweep them. So we'll see if the men play first in Creighton, 2:00 on Saturday, and then at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, it is the ladies taking on Creighton. So we're going to have double the action with Creighton at Creighton. So we'll see what happens with all that. We'll bring you separate postcasts of both those matchups, of course. If you're new to the podcast, of course, iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to the podcast, postcast recaps after every K-State athletic event. Boy, that was a lot here on this edition of this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats!